Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The only way to save democracy is if we together fight for it. And it starts with electing people who know you, who see you, who care about you.
The final weekend before Election Day, heavy hitters like former President Barack Obama are on the road. Obama spoke in Pennsylvania for Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman.
Send me to D.C. And I'll be that 51st vote. To eliminate the filibuster.
Lieutenant Governor Fetterman says filibuster reform would let Democrats protect abortion access and voting rights. But he's in a tight race with Republican celebrity doctor and patent medicine pitchman Mehmet Oz.
I believe we're the land of opportunity. I believe we can have a budget that works without recklessly spending our kids' money. I believe we can have an all-of-the-above energy policy.
Oz rally Saturday was headlined by former President Donald Trump, who again implied he'll run in 2024.
I promise you, in the very next very short period of time, you're going to be so happy. Okay.
The Republican National Committee chair Sunday told CNN that if Trump does run, they can't pay the legal bills in his numerous criminal and civil cases. But the former president might run just to support his claim that the investigations are politically motivated. In Georgia, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has an edge over his Republican challenger, the retired football player Herschel Walker. That state's Republican Governor Brian Kemp has a distinct lead over challenger Stacey Abrams, but the Democrat is not giving up hope.
2.5 million votes cast. That is more than we've seen in a midterm ever. Well, I love y'all too, but I need y'all to love us a little bit more because we got more work to do.
In Arizona, the FBI is investigating a white powder mailed to Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake's headquarters. Lake says her staff regularly faces threats.
4-inch screws drilled into our tires so that our tires would blow out on the road after events. We're living in dangerous times.
Lake has a polling lead over Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, whose campaign office was burglarized a couple of weeks ago. The latest national generic congressional polls show Republicans with a narrow lead. The New York Times reports foreign actors are again trying to stoke political division here. Cybersecurity firms say Russian bots are promoting disinformation and saying the U.S. is wasting money by supporting Ukraine. Twitter may delay charging for verified accounts until after the midterms. New CEO Elon Musk says the $8 monthly charge will help fight spam and improve content.
If your payment verified with a blue checkmark, then you'll be prioritized.
Several civil rights organizations are calling on advertisers to boycott Twitter over concerns about rising anti-Semitism and hate. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find RE Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.